Exclusive: Senator Rick Scott, Biden absolutely worst president toward Israel. Emboldened Hamas just to get re-elected. By Joshua Klein on April 12, 2024. The U.S. must give leeway to Israel to defend itself and annihilate Hamas. According to Senator Rick Scott, RFL, who described President Joe Biden as absolutely the worst U.S. president toward Israel for having undermined its prime minister, emboldened Hamas, and thrown the Jewish state under the bus during war just to get re-elected. Noting that everything in the world has gotten worse under Biden and that if you love your family, you can't vote for him, Scott insisted that every Republican he knows stands with Israel and that a Trump presidency will see America being respected again, Iran being worried again, and the world being a much safer place. In an exclusive interview with Breitbart News on Thursday, Scott began by describing his recent visit to Israel as a sad but uplifting experience. The sad part is that I went to Kfar Aza, which I had been to before, and I walked the same streets I walked before. On October 7, 63 people died there. I went to houses that were burnt down. I went to places where babies were killed. I stood in a destroyed home and listened to the last words of a young Israeli woman via audio recording as she talked to her father before Hamas gunned her down. I saw where they broke in. I went to the Nova Festival site. I talked to survivors, and I talked to American families that have family members being held hostage. I talked to the IDF, I talked with the Prime Minister, Defense Minister Yair Golan and other members of the War Cabinet. So, I got a good view of what was going on, he explained. While the Israeli people and its leaders are dedicated and focused on survival, he noted, unfortunately, the Biden administration is a pain in the butt. Scott listed three takeaways from his visit earlier this month. 1. We've got to support and give leeway to Israel to be able to defend themselves. And, 2. We've got to hold Qatar accountable, he said. If Qatar said, right now, all the hostages must be released, they'd be released, and yet they don't, so why does the U.S. still have a major base there? 3. He added, is that we have got to hold Iran accountable. And we must get the hostages out immediately. I wish Biden would talk more about getting them released, but he doesn't. Admitting that it is disappointing that Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer openly meddled in Israel's democracy when he called for new elections, and disappointing what President Biden has done towards its longtime ally, Israel, Scott vowed he would keep on supporting aid for Israel, fighting for Israel, and fighting against anti-Semitism. Scott also admitted that he could not comprehend why the Biden administration was making announcements and moves that only emboldened the Hamas terrorist group and give it hope. If you put Israel in context, in relation to the U.S., if 40,000 people were murdered on our border and then somebody says, "Don't worry about it, just get over it, you need to just forget about it because we don't want this to get worse," how would we react to that? We wouldn't react very well, he said. That's the way I look at it. We need to give Israel the space to go do what they have to do, he added. They don't have a choice, they have to annihilate Hamas. And if that means they have to go into Rafah, I trust them. What really angers Scott, he noted, is the double standard Israel is held to. The Biden administration is screaming at Israel, making threats to change their policy and support, because aid workers were accidentally tragically killed, and it's horrible that aid workers were killed. But guess what? The Biden administration killed an Afghan family in a drone strike, killing an innocent aid worker along with two adults and seven children from his family. When we left Afghanistan, and we, under Biden's chaotic evacuation, lost 13 members of our military, and have you ever heard of any investigation into that? No. With the Biden administration seeking to attack Israel over its accidental killing of aid workers last week, Scott noted that the Jewish state actually did a review and actually held people accountable. While nobody has been held accountable for killing that Afghan family and nobody's been held accountable for the 13 members of our military that were killed. Biden's disgusting abandonment of Israel. Asked why he believed President Biden had turned so strongly against Israel, Scott suggested that he is likely doing it for one reason, just to get re-elected, that's all he cares about. Calling the abandonment of Israel, a strong ally of the United States, a disgusting move, Scott slammed President Biden for emboldening the Iranian regime and its terror proxies as Israel fights for its survival. Biden's the one who screwed up here, with his policy of appeasement towards Iran. Because he sat there and intentionally made sure Iran had more money, he said. He reduced the sanctions, didn't enforce them, and gave Iran billions of dollars. Now, the Houthis have more assets, Hezbollah has more assets, and Hamas has more assets. I don't know why Biden doesn't feel any remorse for the way he's run the Middle East, he added. It's a disaster right now. In fact, he continued, everything in the world has gotten worse under Biden. Our relationship with China, Russia's invasion of Ukraine, and both of their involvement in Latin America. Everything's gotten worse under his policies, he asserted. In contrast, he noted, President Trump's presidency achieved the opposite. Creating peace, standing by Israel and other allies, and being tough with enemies. I think the day Trump takes over, January 20th next year, the whole world's gonna change, he said. America will be respected again. Iran will be worried again, and the world will be a much safer place. Americans will be safer, he added. Regarding the Biden administration's open borders, which pose a serious threat to America, Scott warned that many of those on terror watch lists, we don't even know where they are and cannot even get a direct answer from the Biden administration regarding their whereabouts. Where are they? Are they in prison? This is crazy. I don't get how anybody could vote for Biden. Because his open border policies have allowed criminals, terrorists, and drugs to flow into our country, with 70,000 Americans dying from fentanyl overdose. If you love your family, you can't vote for him, he added. According to Scott, President Biden is absolutely the worst president America has had in managing its historic relationship with the Jewish state, which is now becoming a partisan issue, with general support coming almost entirely from Republicans. Biden doesn't support Israel, and it's not just Biden, it's Schumer, and his whole group. Both the Democrat Party and current administration don't support Israel, he said. They're attacking Netanyahu, the duly elected prime minister of Israel, in the middle of an existential war. Scott also compared the president's efforts to prevent a decisive Israeli victory against Hamas by taking out its remaining battalions in Rafah to the same approach in Latin America where Biden doesn't care about freedom and liberty, but about one thing only, his election. I hope everybody that cares about Israel, and everybody that's worried about anti-Semitism, understands that President Biden and the Democrats are not supportive of Israel, not supportive of the leadership of Israel, and will do nothing about anti-Semitism, he insisted. In contrast, he concluded, every Republican that I know stands with Israel, stands with the Jewish people, and stands against anti-Semitism. In November, Scott endorsed Donald Trump for the 2024 presidential election, urging the Republican Party to unify behind the former president to defeat Biden, citing Trump's past achievements and strong leadership qualities. Trump did more for Israel than any other president in U.S. history. He stated, bringing stability and peace in the Middle East through the historic Abraham Accords, while Biden is undoing all the work that Trump's administration accomplished. Joshua Klein is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at jklein@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter @JoshuaKlein.